This week, young ones, a choose-your-own adventure tale. Well, kind of.
Professor Theo's Mystery Lab.
I'm Professor Theo. Welcome to the lab. I'm broadcasting from the campus of Splendid University. In the lovely, wondrous, supernatural town of Splendid, West Virginia. Thank you for once again joining us. This week for something completely different. Somewhat tied to the After the Fall universe. Let's get right to it.
You, a pug, and a dragon named Doug.
You plod along a forest path, surrounded by the sights, sounds, and smells of spring. Birds sing overhead. Squirrels bound from one branch to the next. The wind whips through the leaves. You breathe in deep the scent of the world reawakening after a long, cold winter. Suddenly, you hear a voice call for help in the distance. Do you seek it out? Or do you continue this leisurely stroll? If you chose to ignore the plea for help and continue the walk, then wow. I hope I'm never stuck in the woods helpless when you come along. Still, you probably made the right decision. You happily complete the walk and then return to normal life, unchanged. Congratulations. If you chose to seek out the voice and help, then you follow the agitated sound, even though it leads you off the well-worn path and deep into a section of the don't-go-there forest that you have never traversed. And how many times have I told you don't go in the don't-go-there forest? You step gingerly over fallen trees and slip on last autumn's leaves. You're closing in on the sound. The voice calling for help gets louder. You arrive at the source, but no person awaits. You find instead an electronic device, a speaker, that has been programmed with the distress signal that led you there. It's a trap. The net surrounds you, and all goes black. You awake, startled, in a dark, dank dungeon, with a headache and a dry mouth. You're not alone. An adorable, stout little pug is also prisoner. This is not an ordinary dog, though. This pug can talk. They get you here with a net trap in the woods? Same here. Cruz is collecting as many different types of us as possible. You are speechless. The pug tells you of her plan to escape and beckons you to come along. Do you follow? Or do you stick around to see what dungeon fate awaits? You probably chose to follow the pug, right? I mean, who would pick imprisonment if there was a chance of escape? Or maybe you didn't trust the pug. Is that it? If you had stayed, you would have talked your way out of the whole misunderstanding. Professor Cruz is not after you. He wants the pug and its dragon friend, and apparently a host of others. Not humans, though. Cruz would have taken one look at you, rolled his eyes, and commanded the guards to release you. You'd arrive back home, safe and happy, within the hour. But no, you chose to follow this talking pug that you just met that you know nothing about. She leads you into a hole she'd been digging in a corner of the dungeon, hidden from the light. You scurry through it, though it is admittedly a bit more claustrophobic an endeavor for you than the dog. Eventually, after what feels like a long, long time, you arrive in what seems like an infinite, stone-walled corridor. Your path barely visible through torchlight. You keep walking and walking. Where are we going? You ask. How much longer? The pug ignores you. You suddenly notice the air getting warmer, and you hear a threatening hum ahead. Should we go back? You plead more than ask. The narrow hallway opens into a large room inside what resembles an old run-down castle. And you are face-to-face with a living, breathing dragon. It's the size of your dad's pickup truck, and it's trapped in chains. Let's get these chains off of him, the pug pleaded. Can you pick a lock? Oh, maybe I can figure this out. You say nothing. You are terrified. Do you run? Or stick around to see what's going on? You run, of course, but the pug trips you, and the dragon suddenly breathes a stream of fire that blocks your route. Why do they always run? The dragon can speak too. Or maybe you decided to stick around. In this case, the pug and the dragon look at each other confused. They usually run. The dragon speaks. Yeah, this is a brave one here, the pug adds. This is Doug, my dragon friend, the pug explains, as you help pick the locks that bind the dragon. He's going to help us get out of here. Then we'll make a plan to rescue the other animals. Once the dragon is free, the pug asks for your input. Should you both hop on the dragon's back and have it fly you straight up, bursting through the ceiling, outside into the sky above, and presumed safety? Or should the dragon burn through the enormous wooden drawbridge door at the other end of the room? Well, if you fly into the ceiling, we'll be crushed like bugs on a car windshield, you explain. But there's no telling what horrors await on the other side of that door. I really want to get out of here. If you decided to command the dragon to fly through the castle ceiling to safety, unfortunately, you and the pug are both crushed like bugs on a car windshield. The dragon, relatively unharmed, so that's something. Hopefully, you decided instead to have the dragon burn through the large wooden door. You found the exit out of the castle, all right, but you also found 100 castle guards, and they're raining down arrows on the three of you. The dragon is able to shield most of them while you climb on his back, and he flies off over the moat, high above the heads of the archers and into the blue skies above the Don't Go There forest. You're safe, but the dragon is quite clearly injured. The pug implores the dragon to land on the forest path so that you can attend to its wounds. But you think a trip to the hospital emergency room may be in order. Do you land right away? Or take your adventurous new friends to King's Daughters Medical Center? If you chose to go to KDMC, chaos ensues. Hospital staff is used to caring for people, not dragons. Panic takes over. Doctors, nurses, patients, hospital staff scream in terror and run in all directions. If you listen to the pug and land, you and the pug are able to safely steer Doug the dragon toward the forest path quite near where your journey began. He lands. And you and the pug are both able to nurse the dragon's wounds and keep his spirits up. It appears that the worst is behind you. You're safely back in familiar territory, thankfully uninjured. Your new pug friend is okay, and Doug assures you that he will be fine. You still have time to make it home before dinner as well, which is good because you'd be in big trouble otherwise. But Doug and the pug are not done with you. "We make a good team," the pug declared. "Three heads are better than two," the dragon adds. They beg you to stick with them through one more adventure before heading home. There are others trapped in crews as many castles, and some in mysterious supernatural realms deep underground. We can save them and stop his diabolical plan to take over Splendid with his brainwashed animal army. Do you stay, or do you go home? If you stay, well, that is a tale for another day, readers. If you go home, you may find yourself safe, happy, with a belly full of chicken nuggets, but also wondering about who this Cruz is and whether or not Professor Cruz will be coming to take over Splendid with a brainwashed animal army. You say it aloud to yourself, and it all seems silly. You go to bed and dream sweet dreams, sure that you made the right decision. But did you? Or did you not? That's all for this week, listeners. We'll be back soon with more tales of kids superheroes and time-traveling teens, and maybe even your pug friend and a dragon named Doug. In the meantime, have a wild and wonderful and weird week. Be good to each other, listeners. Build bridges, tear down walls, and support your parks and libraries.
Professor Theo's Mystery Lab is written and read by Jonathan Joy.
And Levi Joy.
I'm Rissy Joy, the proud wife and mother of these two. Please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Spread the word. Tell a friend. Also, please consider supporting this project by making a small monthly pledge at ProfessorTheo.com. You can email our family at theprofessortheo@gmail.com or tweet at us at Theo_mystery. Thanks for listening.